Beitza Perik Beis Mishnah Yud, Agola Shel Katan, a child's wagon. And in this case, this is more along the lines of those walkers that they give little toddlers to learn how to walk, so they kind of lean on them and push them forward. That can become Tumea Midras. If the Katan is a Tumas Zav, then the object is something that the Katan leans its weight on as it pushes it forward, and so as a result, it becomes susceptible to becoming Tamei Midras. Tamei Midras involves a Zav, or a Zava, or a Nida, where it's an article that it rests its weight on, such as a bed, a couch, a chair, or in this case, the walker, and then the person becomes Tumas Midras if somebody else leans on this walker. V'nitelas b'Shabbos, it can be moved around on Shabbos. It's not muktzah because it's considered a keli. Ve'eino nigreres, but it's not allowed to be dragged over the ground if it's a dirt path, because the wheels might dig furrows, might dig tracks into the dirt, and this is a tolda of choresh, of plowing. This goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if you don't have kavanah to perform a malacha, it's still a malacha anyway. Rabbi Shimon would say otherwise. He would say, if you didn't intend to dig a furrow, then you're not plowing. Ella al gabe kalim, the only way you're allowed to drag the wheels of this thing over the dirt is if there's a cloth or a rug between the wheels and the ground, so that it's not going to carve anything into the dirt. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha kalim ein nigroyen. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't drag any keli over the ground, because you might dig a ditch, a furrow. Chutz min ho agola, except for a wagon, this is a regular wagon, because it's only pressing. Wagons don't dig up any dirt as they go. They just press down on the dirt as they are going. If you're talking about a heavy wagon, then it's just kind of pushing down into the dirt, and this is not digging up any dirt, which is what the Mishnah is considering, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to be digging a furrow. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Now we head into the Malacha of trapping, which is a malacha on Shabbos, and is going to be a problem on Yontif as well. We know that if it's something that you're going to eat, there are some malachas that are going to be permitted. We'll see in this case about trapping. Ein sadin dogim min ha-bevorin. You are not allowed to catch fish from a fish pond, b'yontif, on Yontif. Normally, tzarech ochel nefesh, you would be allowed to do, but in this case, this is not considered, according to the Tanakhama of this Mishnah, to be part of Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. Trapping isn't one of the malachas that's going to be allowed. It's not cooking, it's not shechting, it's catching it in the first place. You could have caught it pre-Yontif and then shechted it on Yontif, and it wouldn't change the taste or the experience of eating that fish. Freshly caught fish would not necessarily be any better than one that was caught one night earlier, as long as they kept it refrigerated in some way or kept it in water where it would stay fresh. According to other Mefarshim, they say that the catching of fish from a fish pond is usur because it's a tolda of katsira, of harvesting. You're removing something from its natural habitat. And so that's what some Rishonim say the issue is here. Vein nosnim lifnehem mazonos. And you're not allowed to put fish food in front of the fish on Yontif, because the reason that you are putting food in front of the fish is so that the fish can't resist it and you're going to catch it. And that's going to be usur. It's sort of preparatory for tzedah. Others say that the fish have plenty of mazonos to find in the water by themselves. Your extra feeding of them is not something that you're allowed to do because the fish don't need you to do it. Aval tzadin chayev va'of min habevarim. But on the other hand, you are allowed to catch animals, wild animals, or birds from bevarim, which are enclosures, which were designed for stocking animals in, so that then you would be able to eat them. They're considered already trapped, so if you trap them in something that's already a trap, then you're not doing the malacha of tzedah that way. Fish, on the other hand, can hide from nets and such, even in a pond. There's cracks and crevices in the pond surface down below that they might be able to hide in, so they're not considered already pre-trapped. The nosen lefnehem zonos, and you are allowed to put food in front of them, because animals that are in an enclosure are depending on their owner for food during the winter, especially even during the summer, if there's no pasture anywhere there. So it's not considered preparing for trapping. They're already trapped, and they need the food that you're going to give them. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Lo Kol HaBevarim Shavim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says not all enclosures are the same, and we had this in Masechta Shabbos as well. Some are large enclosures like a zoo where they're not already pre-trapped. Zeha Klal, this is the general rule if we want to decide whether you can trap or not. Kol HaMechusar Tzeda Aser. Any animal that requires trapping, that is not yet trapped, and you have to use some kind of special tactic or strategy to catch it, v'she'eno mechusar tzeda mutter. The ones that need to be first trapped, those are aser. The ones that don't need to be trapped, you don't have to make a special effort to catch them, they're already pre-trapped, like the ones in these enclosures, then tzeda is mutter, because you're not doing an excessive malacha to catch them.